Firefighting foams with the toxic chemicals PFAS have contaminated water at military bases around the country. But less is known about how they find their way into rural water supplies, like private wells. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, two Indiana universities have received grants to study that question.
Indiana University and Purdue each got more than $1.5 million in federal grants to study PFAS in rural water. The chemicals are found in so many of our everyday products that they even end up in our wastewater. Purdue agronomy professor Linda Lee and her team will be looking into whether treated wastewater used as fertilizer on farms is significantly contributing to PFAS pollution in water.
There's so many other sources that can contribute so much more so that other things are barely a blip on the radar. So we want to fill that data gap.
High levels of PFAS have been linked to health problems with the immune system, infant birth weights, and in some cases, cancer. Indiana University will use its grant funding to make a better model to predict PFAS levels in private drinking water wells. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.